ask you, you said something about getting your raises on time, and I was going to ask you what the process was around getting raises.
Well, I think that I never had to ask for one. I think your lead man had to grade you and turn it into the supervisor, and he okayed it, and then you got your raise. I think that's the way it was. But my supervisor was always courteous and nice to all of us. In fact, he was called into the service while I was there. And when he came back, let's see, was I still at Douglas? I don't know. He came to see me in San Gabriel. And he was a very nice, he was an unmarried young man, bachelor.
What was your home life like during the time you worked?
Well, it was fine. It was, I had more to do. I would do the things necessary in the evenings, and my ex-husband would do the shopping that I didn't have time for, and on Saturday and Sundays I would do things. And then in summer vacation, my daughter kept house, and she was getting old enough then, you know, and looked after her brother, so we didn't have any outside help then at all.
Did you have much time for social things?
Oh, on Saturday nights I always went dancing or something like that. But of course I had a lot of I did my washing and my ironing and stuff like that on the weekend. And the heavy cleaning. So I didn't have a... And if I wanted to go out, I could go any night. So I was home in time to go to work.
Who would you go out with?
Well, I was dating. And I had a steady boyfriend. And so if I wanted to go out for the evening, well, I could. Still go to work. And I didn't drive myself unless I wanted to. Once in a while I would drive myself. But we had carpools.
To work.
To work. And I couldn't get any gas because I wouldn't drive my car to work. You know, I wouldn't take riders. So you didn't have much gas. One time I needed a tire. And I could not get a tire. So I bought a black market.
How was that done?
Well, somebody told you, someone, and you went and got a tire.
Just with money you didn't
use. I mean, you did for gas, mm-hmm. But not for tires.
What was shopping like?
Well, you know, you had to have sugar rationing things. You couldn't get as much of anything as you wanted to get. And cigarettes, you stood in line. Douglas would provide our cigarettes. We'd stand in line before we went into work, and they would pass out cigarettes. Sometimes you could get your brand, and sometimes you couldn't, but... That's the way we got our cigarettes.
Were they free? Or did you?
Oh, no. We had to pay for them. But they made it so we could get them. And, well, Douglas was very good about things like that. Just like your car license or anything like that, they would take care of it for you. If you got a ticket for speeding, they would, you paid for it, of course, but they would handle it. And they made things as easy as they could for their workers.
Did you ever shop in their store? Did they have a store?
I didn't even know they had one. But living in San Gabriel and there in Long Beach, you know, I might not have known it.
Were you ever aware of any recreational facilities or programs or clubs, things like that, that Douglas had?
I don't believe they had any. If they did, I don't know anything about it. Of course, me living in San Gabriel makes a difference.
New mechanical skills make you feel?
Made me feel good. I like to do it. And I like to know all those kinds of things. Why, there's women today that don't even know what a rivet is. Although, after I quit working, my third finger on my right hand was asleep for a couple of years from holding the electric drill, you know, because you were always drilling out a rivet or and a gun and so forth. But it isn't asleep anymore. It's full of arthritis. But
did you ever go to a doctor about that?
I went to a chiropractor, and he wanted to give me a whole course of treatments, and I told him goodbye. And I didn't go to anybody else. But it was just a nerve that had gotten pinched. But one time I went to work and I had a strep throat. I didn't know it. They had a good dispensary. The nurse told me, she said, about 3 o'clock in the morning, my throat was aching. I was hurting so bad. So I went to the dispensary, and the nurse told me that I had a strep throat and to go to the doctor the first thing in the morning. That was the only time I ever missed work. I was off for a week, I think. And I used to work overtime whenever I could, and I used to work all the time I could. Sometimes I wouldn't have a day off. I'd work Sunday. But they paid well. You see, on the night shift, you worked 7 hours and got paid for 8. And you got time and a half for Saturday. And then if you worked Sunday, you got double time. And I worked a lot of Sundays.
Is that why? For the pay?
For the money. Because when I went to Douglas, I had about $100 in my checking account and an old car. And when I left Douglas, I had enough, while I was at Douglas, I bought a little house. And if it had been for Douglas, I wouldn't have this house today. Because houses went up, you know. And the little house I bought more than doubled in price. Well, I sold it for over twice as much as I paid for it. And from then on, I just worked it up. But, and I made a lot of friends at Douglas. I don't keep in touch now, but after all, it's been a long time.
Did you do much outside of work with people that you met there?
No, I went to the mountains over the weekend a couple of times, and that's about all. You see, I didn't know very many from up here that were down there, and they were all in Long Beach, and I was busy. You know, I had children and I had a home to look after. So I didn't socialize too much.
What What made you choose Douglas Long Beach as the place to work?
I really don't know. But just because it was at Long Beach, I imagine, because it was a plane factory. I really don't know. Although, where I was working, you know, I was still the dining room girl before I went to work at, let's see, I was dining room girl, then I quit. But it was while I was dining room girl that I made my application. A man there went down to Douglas and made an application. And poor man, he ate a lot of candy while he was waiting. You know, there was a lot of waiting around between seeing this one and seeing that one. And when they tested his blood, he had, it showed diabetes. And he had no more diabetes than the man in the moon. He'd just been eating candy. So he didn't get on. And then when I went out, well, I got on, and I think he got on later. He went back because he went to a doctor, and the doctor says, you have no diabetes. So I got hurt several times while I was at Douglas.
I was going to ask you about injuries.
I got a piece of metal in one of my eyes. And when I had a cataract so young, see, I had a cataract in 1960, had it removed. And I thought that it was caused by that. But I had another cataract on the other eye 3 years later, so it was just that I was early with them. But it was the darndest thing. I had this metal in my eye for several days. When my eye was open, it didn't bother me. And when I'd go home and go to sleep, it would hurt me. So I finally went to the doctor at the plant, and he took it out. Took a magnet, and I had a piece of metal in my eye, and then it was all right. It was very painful for a couple of days. I'd tear so, and both eyes were swollen. And then one time, I was doing something on the plane up underneath somewhere, and I had a snake in my drill. A snake is a long tube with a drill on the end of it in my motor. And the girl was holding the snake. She was holding the snake. And she let go of the snake. And when she did, it just wrapped itself around my arm. But I never had injuries that I had to stay off work for or anything. I never missed work.
Were they good about taking care of problems?
Oh, yes. For the arm, I think they gave me light treatments. I'd never heard of that before for an injury, but they did. Oh, yes.
Were there very many injuries around you?
Well, not really, and I didn't have those all in one day, you know. Those were spaced out. And one time, I was working on a plane. This, we were putting bolts in the window or something. And I wore glasses. And the girl on the other side let her wrench slip, her ratchet, and hit me right in the eye and broke my glasses. So I held my eye open and got to the dispensary. And they took the glass was around, but I don't think any, it didn't get in my eye and hurt me. But I got right over there. But they were very good about things like that. Well, I imagine they didn't want any lawsuits on their hands. But anyhow, they were good. I have no complaints with Douglas whatsoever. I was well treated.
What about safety precautions?
Well, the main safety precaution was to wear your bandana and nothing floating around that would catch in a motor or anything like that. I think that's why I fell through the ship two or three times. Even for years after that, my legs were sensitive on my shin bones. They didn't hurt, they weren't sore or anything, they were just, I didn't want anything to touch them. But that was my own carelessness. You know, you'd be busy doing something, when you're on Army pickup, you're all over the thing. You're riveting, you're bucking, you're, you know. And if you buck a rivet in crooked, you have to drill it out. It has to be right.
Did you get more money for being on Army pickup than straight riveting?
Well, I was an assembler, see. Mm-hmm. Sure. A riveter doesn't make as much as an assembler. That's as high, I was as high as I could go. And I was getting as much as I could get when I quit, but I can't remember exactly what it was. But it was good.
Did you ever have any sense of work speeding up or slowing down, or that there were times that were busier than others?
Oh, yes. There were times when we didn't have anything to do, maybe for a while, but we were told to keep out of sight. So we'd go hide somewhere. The tail of another ship or something, a ship that was already done. But when you ran out of work, there was nothing you could do except get out of sight.
And then when was that? Would that just be any time, or was it towards the end? Or?
Well, it might be 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning. And then we might be waiting for a ship to come or to be, you know, and we would just stay out of sight.
Mm-hmm. But this was, like, all during the time you were working there, just towards the end of the shift, maybe, or?
It wasn't a regular thing. It was just a night here or there and there, you know. Sometimes you'd have time on your hands. But you couldn't go to sleep. Because the planes have ribs in them, and there's no sleeping in them. And besides that, it's too noisy. Although I've seen the time when I'd crawl up on a work table and go to sleep on my break. The only time it was quiet was break time. And they stopped the machine.
How long were the breaks?
I think they were 10 or 15 minutes. I can't remember exactly. But if you can imagine, you can go and sleep in 15 minutes. But you wake up and feel wonderful. But we had our breaks right on the dot. I think we had one every 2 hours, didn't we? I can't remember exactly. I think we had 2 breaks a day besides our lunch. Our lunch break.
What did you do on your lunch break?
Sat down and ate lunch.
Well, yes.
Well,
would you eat in the production area, or did you go to someplace else to eat?
We go outside sometimes, just outside the door of the building on the side there, and. Most of us, some of them went to the cafeteria, I think, but most of us brought our lunches. I can't remember.
Did they ever have special programs during your lunch hour, or?
Not that I can remember. I don't think our lunch hour was only, it was only about a half hour, I think. But we had a lot of fun, you know, talking amongst each other and joking and so forth. Really, it was more fun to bring your lunch than it was to go to the cafeteria.
What was plant security like?
What do you mean by that? The camouflage or outside?
That or internal too. I'm wondering, how closely you were watched, or that your work was watched, or that kind of thing.
Well, I don't think our work was watched at all. If there was, we didn't know it. Of course, your lead man watches your work. But as far as security officers or anything like that, I don't remember anything about that. I heard we had them outside.
What about in the bathrooms?
We had a colored maid, a black maid. That's all that was in there. She told us a joke one time about how she slept with the preacher. And she said she woke up in the middle of the night and started screaming she forgot she was sleeping with the preacher. We all got a big kick out of that, but she was a friendly person. No problems. And we all treated her just like she was one of us. There didn't seem to be any prejudice. I still laugh about that. Oh, yes. When I first started there was no union. I think we voted to have the union and so forth after I was there. And I don't know whether I can't even remember whether I voted for or against it. Well, I imagine I voted for it. I don't know. But it worked. It was good. I mean, I always said that I wouldn't want to go out on a strike, but otherwise I think unions are good. But I don't think they can strike in a war plant, can they?
They had some non-strike clauses. Do you remember organizing going on? I'm wondering what that was like.
I don't remember much about it.
Did you join the union?
Yes. I still have my last union receipt, and then I withdrew from it in case I ever wanted to go back into it. You know, they gave me a withdrawal thing. But I still have that union card.
Were you ever involved in union activities?
No. I was there to work and make money, and to do all I could for the war effort. And beyond that, I wasn't interested in anything else.
Did you know people that were in the Army? While you were working? Did you know men who were fighting?
Oh, yes. You know, neighbors, and I didn't have any family in the war. But no, I can't remember of anyone. I had acquaintances, but no member of my family was in the armed forces.
What was your family life like then? I'm thinking about your extended family and your aunt and your cousins that you had been so close to when you were younger.
Well, one of my cousins was working at Douglas. She worked the day shift, and I would see her in the mornings for a few minutes, But that's all we saw of each other. But everyone in War Days was busy, busy, busy. And they, my cousins had their families and their grandchildren and all of that. And
were your parents still alive then?
Oh, no. Well, wait, let's see. My father was. Oh, yes, of course my parents were alive then. I was trying to, let me think now what Mom and Dad were doing. Isn't that funny? My mother didn't die till 1959.
Mainly I was asking because you had been so close to them and had gone home and spent time with them.
Oh, yeah.
When you were a little younger, and I was just wondering if that close contact and visiting back and forth was able to go on.
Oh, well, not like it was, but of course I always, well, up until my folks died, I called them every day on the telephone, and I've got to smoke cigarettes.